Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Staff, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes. Here we're looking at Beitza 3. The Gemara talks about in a Mishnah we may not press fruits on the Sabbath to extract juice from them. Even if juice flowed out by itself, it is prohibited. Rabbi Yehuda says if these fruits were intended for food, the juice that flows from them is permitted. But if they are intended to be pressed for their juice, the juice that flows from them is prohibited. The idea being we should do what we can to prepare in advance of Shabbos, to prepare in advance of Yom Tov. Rosh Hashanah is about to be upon us. We should do what we can to set aside things before the holiday, not scramble on the holiday itself, starting to make a salad or a noodle or this or that, making sure we have the proper ingredients and the proper things done. Our kitchen in our house, for example, is an electric stove, an electric oven. And we can't even use a flame if we wanted to. So by definition, we are forced to have to make everything always in advance, whether it's a 2-day Yom Tov or 3-day Yom Tov. Obviously, we could use a hot plate. We can't use a plot or anything like that because we don't have gas in the house. We only have electric, so we need to set things in advance. So to the Gemara's talking, if you see these fruits or whatnot, you really should try to make sure to set things up in advance, to make sure things are ready in advance. You don't have to scramble the day of to get this, that, and the other thing. Make sure everything is well planned in advance, especially for Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah coming up, especially for Shabbos in general, so that you could have real menucha ta nefesh, menucha ta guf, when the holiday comes upon you in your days. Join us next time as we talk Beitza 4 here on the TTD.